Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Fail-safe era, our focus this morning. We're going to talk about 10 years and talk about just what they do in the community. Juanita Shanks is back with us. Juanita has brought, as usual, some terrific guests that we'll meet in just a second. But Juanita, good to have you back here with us. Good morning.
Ted, it's good to be back. Thanks for having us again.
We need to do this more. what you provide the community. I'll have you describe what you provide. I mean, you're helping families and those incarcerated and have been doing it for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Ted, we help individuals who've made a bad decision, somebody who made a mistake, people who have been affected by incarceration.
Yeah.
So we help them with educational opportunities, making sure that they have resources that they need so that they can come back out into our communities and become successful and productive members in our communities. They're coming home.
Yeah.
And when they come home, we need to make sure there's something out there for them.
Otherwise.
And so that's what we're, otherwise, you know, they're going to continue to do what they were doing that caused them to become incarcerated the first time. So our goal is to make sure that they have resources so that they can, so that our communities can be safe, so that our families can be helped and healed. We work with the family members. The family members are affected greatly. They're kind of in prison or incarcerated right along with their, the family member that's incarcerated. So they're affected greatly. The children are affected. The community's affected. Everybody's affected. So our goal actually is just to make sure that we provide them with the resources and tools so that they can be successful.
Where'd the name come from, Juanita?
Oh, Ted. Well, it's a long, long name. And when Failsafe was found, well, actually, Failsafe was founded in 2009. But it was, I finally listened to that small, still voice and did something about it in 2009. But it really started in 2004, as I was walking through this process with my son.
Okay.
And so I was working at the time, federal government. I've been retired now for 2 years from DOD, but I was working at the time. And as I was walking through this process, and I'm thinking, you want me to start a whole organization? No. And so I started thinking families. I'm a family member that's been affected by incarceration, incarcerated loved one. And then I thought about some sincere and forward-thinking exhorters, and they need education, they need rehabilitation, then they need to be able to adapt. And so I took the first letters of all of that.
Oh, okay. I had forgotten how you did that. It all fell together, though.
It did, and so it came up with Failsafe Era.
And what you're doing is you're providing them kind of a fail safe solution to where they don't have to go back.
Exactly, because most people don't want to go back. People do not want to commit crimes. Family members do not want to have to go through this. But sometimes you just don't know what to do.
Right.
And so when you don't know what to do, sometimes you do nothing or you do something stupid.
You've brought a couple of guests along, and we're going to talk to someone on the phone in just a second. I'll let you introduce who you brought along this morning,
okay.
Just because you can do that.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you. Yes, we have with us this morning Mr. Doug Taylor. Doug Taylor is responsible for our learning and development and the reentry. He's going to be talking more about, the things that he's doing, but especially the Right Road Job Training and Placement Program. He's just brought with him a wealth of knowledge in the training and development arena. So we're glad to have Doug on the team. He's just been running full speed ahead. And then we also have Miss Chanel Mitchell with us. She's new to the team, but it seems like she's been with us forever. Just a great, great resource. There's a great spirit about her, and she just brings with her like a healing force, is what I would say. And so Chanel's working with our children that have been affected by incarceration. And so she has a story herself as to why she's doing that, but she's working with the children, and that's our ECHIPS program, Equipping Children with Incarcerated Parents. And Chanel is just doing an awesome job with that program.
Chanel, talk about your story then.
Well, a little bit about my story is I was affected by my daughter's father being incarcerated. And I seen the impact that it had on her and her emotional state of mind. And I say we better to prepare them to then repair them. And so when I heard about Failsafe and this opportunity to be able to go out and help the kids, because my daughter's 20 now, but some of the things that happened in her past with her father, it still affects her life.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to be able to give them understanding, a voice for them, and to let them know they're not alone. We're here to help them get through this situation.
Wow. We're going to, as we go along this morning, talk about some of the programs that you're involved with, but to have it so personal and having lived it, you bring a great perspective to this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it was tough. It was tough. And so I know that families are dealing with these tough battles, and the kids are mostly affected because they don't have their mother or their father. And that person is the person that they trust to lead and guide them through life. And so if they don't have anyone to lead and guide them, they make the same mistakes as their mother and their father. And so we're trying to stop that from happening. We're trying to stop that from them from going down that same road. And we're trying to show them that there's someone out here to help them and through this process and be there.
Doug Taylor, how did you get involved with Failsafe?
Well, I've worked some reentry programs before, and my personal story is I've just been blessed immensely in life, you know. So my thing is, you know, why not give it back to other people? Why do people have to live in such chaotic states? Mm-hmm. Why do they have to keep on that revolving door going in and out of jail? You know, let's give them some tools and some resources to work with so that they can have a different mindset. And that's the big thing, to have a different mindset.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things, and I'm sure I'll talk a little bit more about the curriculum that we do with our Right Roads program.
We will. Yeah. As we go along this morning, we will get in that and get in and have you talk about about some of some of those tools.
But you know, one of the things that I would like to add to that, what Doug was saying, and which I think is so wonderful, is when we have people become a part of our team who have not been affected. You know,
yeah.
Generally, you're having somebody who's walked through the process that will be willing to help. But when you have somebody who has not, that just speaks volumes to me.
It does, yeah.
You know, it just really speaks volumes to me that you have that much compassion in your heart to want to help somebody that's been broken.
Well, this is a real ministry that you have, Juanita.
Absolutely.
You and your team and what you're doing in the community. And we're going to talk also this morning about Saturday, August 24th.
Yay!
Month from today, or almost a month, away, your Black Tie Affair. And we'll get into how people can become sponsors or attend. Mayor Greenlaw is going to be the one of the speakers.
Absolutely.
There. And so lots to talk about. Failsafe Era, our focus this morning on their website, Changing Lives, Rebuilding Communities, Helping Families Affected by Incarceration, says it all. Juanita Shanks is here, Doug Taylor is here, and Chanel Mitchell is here this morning. Donna Clark with American Traffic Safety Services Association will join us by phone in just a second when we come back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Much more coming up, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shugel.
Failsafe Era, our focus this morning. We are talking about their work with helping incarcerated families and those affected by jail and prison situations. Juanita Shanks is here, and we welcome to the program this morning. Joining us from the West Coast, Donna Clark is with Stafford-based American Traffic Safety Services Association. Donna, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate taking the time to be with you guys this morning.
Well, you got up early for us, and we will get right to it. A number of things. I know that American Traffic Safety Services Association involved, and you guys do a lot with Failsafe.
Yes, we do. Our members are the people who make, sell, install the devices that you see out on the roadway, so the guardrail, the signs, the pavement marking. We are the people that make sure that you get home or you get from A to B and you know how to do it. So we don't make the road, but we make the road safer.
Well, and you're also then, I guess, I mean, with what you do with Failsafe, you're really giving a lot of these people a second chance.
We are. It's kind of, in my opinion, a marriage made in heaven. Failsafe is a member, and we have some other members that over the last couple of years have said to us, one of our major issues is a labor shortage. We cannot find trained and qualified workers. And when I met Juanita, she said, we've got workers, but they can't find jobs. And we sat down and tried to figure out a way that we could bring these two together, and to me, it's just a marriage made in heaven. We provide the training, and Juanita and her group provides the workers, and it's been working out fine.
Juanita, what a great partnership you all have.
Oh, my God, it's awesome. I think it's just a wonderful partnership, and it's a blessing. It really is a blessing, and I have to mention Jim Barron here, because thanks to Jim Barron, who kind of really helped bring this marriage that's made in heaven together. We really appreciate him for that, and for Donna, you know, her willing heart. She was just, from day one, she was in on it, and she was ready to go, and she was just ready to be a part of the team, and so much so that she's not on our board.
I was just going to say, Donna, this isn't only a marriage made for the two organizations. You believe in it enough to be involved on the board.
Well, I absolutely do. I mean, I think there are many families that have been affected by incarceration in one way or another. And my family certainly has. I have a cousin that is currently incarcerated. And I'd like to think that, you know, when he gets out of jail, that there's going to be somebody there that can help him, that will give him that second chance.
Boy, and I guess in a lot of cases, and that's where you come in, a lot of cases, that's what they need. They just need someone to give them a second chance. And sometimes that second chance isn't always there.
Well, it is not always there, and the work that Juanita and her group does is, in my opinion, amazing. I mean, Juanita is a little dynamite, and she works hard for these returning citizens. She's got some amazing programs, and I think it's just it's phenomenal the work that she and her organization does, and they deserve all the kudos. And I would say if there's anybody out there that, you know, is interested in what we do, to contact Juanita. If you're interested in donating to the organization, I know she'd love to have those donations. Every dime that they get goes toward helping these returning citizens.
The web address, we haven't given it yet, is failsafe-era.org. and we'll give that as we go along. Also, kudos to you, though, Donna, because it would be easy for you and other organizations just to say, you know what, you know, we just can't take the chance. And you have taken the chance, and you've obviously seen it work.
Well, our members are taking the chance, and our members, you know, the work that our members do is hard work. You know, it's the people that you see out on the roadway with the orange hats and the vests, you know, building our infrastructure and making it safer for all of us. They're hardworking individuals, and they're the ones that's taking the chance, and they're willing to do it. And, you know, I take my hats off to them every single day.
You mentioned having a family member involved. Any other reasons that you got so involved with Failsafe?
Mainly Juanita and Jim, as she mentioned, Jim Barron. They were just so enthusiastic about what they were doing. And when I started with AFSA about 22 years ago, I believed in their mission. Their mission is to advance roadway safety. And I started in the training department, and I just really felt that, you know, when we trained people to do their job safely, we were training them so that at night they could go home to their families. It was a mission that I believe in. The same thing with Failsafe ERA. I just believe in their mission, helping returning citizens acclimate back into society. How could you be against that? So I just believe in their mission.
You're one of the speakers at the Black Tie and 10th anniversary program about a month from now, and I'm sure that you're looking forward to that.
I really am looking forward to that. It's funny that event takes place the day after our mid-year meeting, which is in San Diego. So on Saturday morning, very early, I'll be jumping a plane San Diego back to Richmond and then driving straight to the gala event. But we are going to have a great time at that event. We have an internal team that works on workforce development, and one of their major issues or projects is Failsafe ERA and this returning citizen program. And a couple of them are going to meet me at the event, and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, we're going to talk this morning after we talked with you. Doug Taylor's here to talk about job training and what's all involved there. And in so many cases, in so many people, they just need a chance. And that's where you and others are coming through and giving them a chance.
Well, you're right. They just need that chance. They need someone to believe in them. They need, you know, that helping hand. And, you know, in my opinion, we all, at some point in life, need a helping hand. And if we can be the ones that are sticking out our hands to these individuals and giving them that, that help that they need, and we make them, or we are part of making them a productive member of society, at the end of the day, we've done a good job.
Boy, it's got to be a great feeling when you see that someone has gotten that second chance and they have really excelled.
Well, yeah, I know we do have the one guy. We had a pilot program just a couple of months ago, and there's one guy. I can't remember his name. Maybe Juanita does. I know his last name is Dingwell.
Yes.
But when he landed that job, we thought we were going to have a celebration. We were just so excited for him. And as a matter of fact, we're reaching out to invite him to the gala. We're hoping that he can come, but you know, this is a guy that, you know, a month before that was in jail, and now he has a job, and he's doing well, and he's, you know, providing for his family. It's a good feeling.
And he is so happy. You know, I talked to Chaplain Jack, you know, and he shares with him that he's just, I mean, he's working, and he's just happy to be able to take care of his family.
Yeah.
So, you know, this partnership with AFSA has given him a new life and given him hope.
The American Traffic Safety Services Association. Are you still the? I know that there were offices in Stafford, just off 17, over by Riverside. Are you still over there?
Yes, we are. We also have our government relations or our advocacy arm in Washington, D.C. But, yep, we're in Stafford. We love it there. We've been there probably about 20 years now. We moved down to Stafford from Massaponus.
Okay. Well, Donna, it's great to meet you, and it'll be great to meet you sometime in person. I'm glad we can do this. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for ADSA and your involvement with Fail Safe Era.
Well, thank you for having me this morning, and again, FELSFERA is an excellent organization, and I would encourage all your listeners to check it out.
Donna, I look forward to meeting you sometime soon, and safe travels, and we'll see you sometime.
Thank you, Donna. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. You guys take care.
Okay.
Town Talk, financed Bye-bye. By Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Fail Safe Era, our focus this morning. Juanita Shanks is here. Doug Taylor's here. And Chanel Mitchell is here. We heard from Donna Clark. We'll be back and continue on when we return on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:29.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Fail Safe Era, our focus this morning. We are talking about their focus on changing lives and in rebuilding communities in the area. Doug Taylor, one of the people here this morning that we heard from a few minutes ago. We're going to kind of delve more into the job training aspect of this. What a challenge that is. But like we talked about with Don, it's got to be exciting when you see it all come together and it works.
Exactly. You know, and kind of to back up, that's one of the reasons I love this work. I absolutely love this work, this reentry work, because a lot of the people that come through these trainings, they this may be one of the first times they have heard of some of these things that we're talking about. But also, let me back up. You know, in terms of reentry, I believe in three things, and I call them the three E's. The first one is environment, second one is employment, and the third one is education.
Yep.
You know, the first one with environment, kind of like they say in, you know, AA, talk about the change of people, places, and things.
Yeah.
And then employment, you know, research does say that if a person doesn't have meaningful work, that revolving door will start. Turn around, because if they don't have meaningful work, they'll revert to things that they already know. Mm-hmm. You know, things that they're comfortable
sure.
with. And third one is education. And what I tell people a lot of times with education, you just did not become this person who did bad things overnight. You know, there was a process. There's a process. So that process doesn't change in 1 year. Like, for instance, here in the state of Virginia, they have this thing in some of the reentry correctional facilities called Cognitive Community. And that's a really great program. It's a really great program because it gets you to start thinking about your thinking. But it's only a one-year program. And don't think that you're just going to change in that 1 year, because mm-hmm. it took you, you know, X number of years to get that criminal mindset, if you will. So we're changing their thinking. So I encourage people when they leave their correctional facilities to seek programs such as ours. I'm not trying to blow our own whistle, but.
But it's okay.
That's what we're doing this morning.
But they have to continue that education, educating the mind.
Yeah.
You know? Because if you don't educate that mind, you know, it's easy to slip back right into that wrong thinking.
And I would think in a lot of cases, not all, but in a lot of cases, people who are coming to you and they're excited to do this because, like you say, to break the cycle, you need something, and right. You're offering that.
Right, and as I alluded to before, it's a change of mindset.
Yeah,
you know, so some of the background of it is the curriculum kind of challenges that mindset, and we challenge transitioning inmates and returning citizens to change their long-term beliefs, you know, because some folks have beliefs that are just, you know, and a lot of times people don't think about their intentions, you know. You know, they may just do things, but they didn't intend to do it that way, but, you know, the impact is just devastating. The impact can land them in jail for however long. And just kind of talk about our Right Roads program, which we have this partnership with ATSA, which is just like Juanita often talks about, is a blessing.
Yeah.
It's a total blessing.
But you've got something that you can say, hey, this is something that we're not just talking in generalities here. Right. This is something specific.
And some of these highway safety jobs pay a living wage.
Yeah.
You know, most of them do pay a living wage. Mm-hmm. You know, and some people coming out of a 4-year degree may not get a living wage,
That's right.
So, of course, we go through a stringent process, a vetting process. We start with the pre-screening, which is an application. We do an application. Then we do an assessment. And the assessment is going to be strengthened later on. We've been talking about having our partnerships with, like, probation, parole, and some of the other reentry facilities. And they actually do a criminal assessment to get to assess their criminogenic needs. Mm-hmm. So after that, we do an interview, a one-on-one interview,
mm-hmm.
you know, to see the person, you know, because sometimes people can lie, can tell you things on their application, you know. We're just not going to take it face-to-face. So we do a face-to-face one-on-one interview.
Yeah.
And then if we're accepted into the program, we go. It's a five module curriculum. The first one is called Breaking the Cycle. We look at things like resiliency, and resiliency is bouncing back from adverse situations. And don't think sitting in jail is not an adverse situation. So we talk about resiliency. Then we also do a lot of social emotional intelligence type things. And the third part with the first module is goal setting, because the goal setting is what we provide the individuals for a year. We're kind of like a cyclical thing. You know, a lot of programs, you know, it has a beginning date and an end date.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the program, they just drop off and we don't follow up. We do follow up. We do at least 6 years of mentoring. Six months of mentoring. And so we're kind of a cyclical program. You know, so we're with these people, with the folks for,
this is exciting stuff.
For a long time. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that mentoring is key. Because, you know, even us who have not been incarcerated, everybody needs a mentor.
Yeah.
Everybody needs somebody to be able to talk to and to bounce things off, to be able to say, how am I doing? Or I'm having a hard day. Can you help me through this? And so these guys and gals, you know, some cases are new back in the workforce, and the mentoring helps them, you know, have that opportunity to be able to share some of the challenges they may be facing.
When we talk about challenges, Chanel Mitchell here, Chanel deals with equipping children with incarcerated parents. Boy, the we talk about just kind of the job component. Your component is so, I mean, when you talk about trying to break a cycle and just the difficulty, it's hard sometimes to imagine children trying to process all this.
Yes, and they are most affected because some don't have their mother or their father. Mm. And so we do a workshop almost every Saturday of the month where we let them come in. It's not a counseling session. It's a session where we go over coping skills, meditation, on things, happy places. We play games with them. We give them all the things that they're going to need to be able to, I said before, we try to prepare them instead of repair them. And so we prepare them for this journey that they're going on, because some mothers are not coming home for 5 to 10 years, mm-hmm. or some fathers have died of overdose. And so we want to be that voice to let them know that you have someone that you can come talk to if you feel like you can't talk to someone about the emotions that you're going through. You're not by yourself.
I want to ask Chanel to kind of share with her, you know, just, well, we don't give names of any of the kids or the family members, but just one of the examples of how the children are affected in the last workshop you had.
Yes, well, we've had a family that has the mother incarcerated for 5 years. The father died of an overdose. The grandma has the children, or the children would be going to foster care. And the grandmother, other children are very successful. But the little girl comes in and she tells me, we do like an event. She was like, I didn't want to be sociable today. This is not, I don't want to be around other kids right now telling my story because it brings back all the hurt. Yeah. I got to relive, you know, the story of my mom not being there. I don't want to go through that. I want to be happy. And what we did was we talked about happy places. We talked about how coping skills. We talked about where was the happy place and what things made them happy. And she came back and told me she was so glad that she came to our workshop because it definitely helped her be able to release some anger that she had bottled up, because that's what she does. She gets angry, and she'll be angry at grandma, and she'll be angry at teachers and act out. And so we helped her release and write down some of the skills that help her through her week. What things was going to help you through get through your week and be happy. And she just loved it. And she said, and then the grandma got time to be with Pastor Phyllis and express how this program has helped her understand her grandchildren, because it's a large, big disconnect when it comes to grandmas and children. They've raised their children, but now they have to raise their children's children. Mm-hmm. And so it definitely helped where she released some of her hurt and anger as well, and her embarrassment, and was able to talk about it. Now she's going to be coming to get help with her emotions and her emotional state of mind with our actual
support group for
the family members, and the kids are going to be coming to the workshop to get more skills and to be able to be around other kids that are going through the same thing they're going through.
Where do you do these workshops, and when are they?
So we've been having the workshops at the Howell Library. The last one is currently scheduled for August 15th. That date is changing to August 10th, and is that this Saturday? That's the Saturday, I believe. And the reason why we're doing that is because we want to catch the kids before they go back to school.
Sure.
And so we're going to be having a full day of activities for these kids, some mindfulness activities, a bunch of school supplies for them to come in and get school supplies if they need them. They'll get a ticket to free haircut with our barber, and they'll have food. And so it's just all of that. We're scheduled to have that at the Dorothy Hart Community Center. After that, we will be looking at a different location to have our monthly workshops, but it will be, we will continue that. The support groups are currently at our building location, or our office location at the Goodwill Building. So I would say right now that's where we will continue to have them, and that's on the third Saturday of the month at 10 o'clock.
failsafe-era.org is the website. You also have a Facebook page where you can get information
Absolutely.
Too and follow along. But boy, Chanel, what you provide, because when you talk about all the different emotions that these kids are having, and you just can't imagine. I mean, kids are supposed to have fun and grow up, and you know, they're dealing with. You're dealing with them with some really heavy things.
Yes, and it comes from just dealing with my child. So I have a lot of experience, and also I work for a mental health counseling company as well. And so I'm just going in, giving them a voice, letting them be able to talk about those feelings, because some people keep those feelings bottled up, and when they do that, they react in such a way that can cause them to be in the same situation as their mother or their father. And so with them, we have to be a little bit more gentle when we go in with them about the situation, because they are a little bit more delicate than most.
Well, when you mention it, we don't often think about it, but when you see some of these sentences, or when someone has a sentence of, you know, 10 or 15 years or more, some of these kids, they're not going to be kids when a parent comes out. They're going to be teenagers or adults, and there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, and what I do is I try to teach them that, you make mistakes, and don't hold that against your parents. But what we're going to think about is how to grow the relationship with your parents when they do get out. So if you're at that person that has to show them, you know, this is the way that I was taught, Mom, because the parent has to understand the child, and because they've grown so much, they don't even know the child, who the child is. And so we teach them how to have those skills to be able to talk to their parents when they get out and have that communication, because most of the times that's the issue, communication.
Failsafe-era.org again is the website. Also go to Facebook. Saturday, August 24th, is the big gala, and we're going to talk about that, about getting tickets for that, and becoming maybe want to become a sponsor, or just getting involved maybe as a monthly donor with Failsafe ERA. We'll do all that with Juanita Shanks, Doug Taylor, and Chanel Mitchell when we come back. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
My name is Shanks, Doug Taylor, and Chanel Mitchell here this morning from Failsafe ERA. Failsafe-era.org is the website. They're also on Facebook. And Juanita mentioned just a second ago that your offices are over in the Goodwill Building.
Yes.
And we need to talk about what is going to happen on Saturday, August 24th.
Woohoo! Yes!
10 years you celebrate.
10 years in this community. I can't even believe it's been 10 years. It really doesn't seem like it. I mean, there was some lulls in there. But yeah, August 24th. 2019 to August 25th, we will be 10 years. That's on a Sunday.
Yeah.
We can't do the party that day, so we'll have the party the day before. But we will be celebrating our 10-year, Center of Hope fundraiser gala and our fifth annual scholarship program. That Center of Hope is our goal. That's our vision. Our vision is to have a Center of Hope, which is a comprehensive reentry facility that these guys and gals can come to and have all of their needs met. Mm-hmm. When they come home, they're being told to go here and go there and just go everywhere. So that Center of Hope is going to help them with that. That's our goal for Failsafe ERA. Also, though, in our gala, we also provide scholarships, one to a returning citizen, and then also one to a family member that's been affected by incarceration. This year, we are looking for applications. We want to be able to give our scholarship, so we need for people to apply. They need to go to our website, download the application, and apply for our scholarship.
Okay.
And I tell you what, we have a great opportunity for our family members this year. Mm-hmm. We have partnered with an organization, a guy, his name is Lance Durant, and he's the CEO of MD Tech Solutions in this area in Fredericksburg. He is giving a scholarship for a family member that's been affected by incarceration to receive 12 weeks of training in IT certification and networking.
Boy, that's huge.
That is huge. And with possible job placement. So that's for a family member that's been affected by incarceration. All they'd have to do is download the application, apply for the scholarship, and you know, and then be considered for it. Of course, it's a competitive process, but they would be considered for it. We still need applications for our family or for our returning citizens. But we're going to have a good time. We have some awesome speakers. You mentioned earlier, we have the mayor. Mayor Greenlaw is our keynote speaker. Donna Clark, who you heard from already, she's going to be talking about the importance of being a second chance employer. And so we're excited about that. And then we also have Marcus Hodges. Some may know who Marcus Hodges. He used to be, he's a previous probation officer with District 21. He is now the Associate Director for Court Services and Offender Supervision in Washington, D.C. So these guys, these ladies and gentlemen will have some great information that they will be sharing with the community. But not only that, during this Black Tie Affair, we will be hearing from some of our success stories. Some of our returning citizens who have received the scholarships and that they are doing extremely well and giving back to the community. We need sponsors. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and this is done annually. The proceeds from this fundraiser goes towards our programs and, of course, our Center of Hope. We can't provide the resources and the tools. We can't do the programs that we have without financial resources. And so through this gala, we need sponsors. If somebody's willing to be a sponsor, we are looking for sponsorships. We're looking for vendors. We're looking for silent auction items. We need all those things. And then we just want also to invite the community to come out and just really have a good time with us and see how that these guys and gals, once given an opportunity, can be better.
You do great things, and this is a great opportunity to be able to like you say, learn about it and give back. Again, it's Saturday, August 24th, and again, to get more information, just go to the website or Facebook has ticket information.
Absolutely.
But especially what you need right now is some businesses to step up and become sponsors.
Yes. These are, you know, businesses that believe in second chances, businesses that have a compassion for people. That says that they recognize that guys and gals have made some decisions and, yep, there are consequences for our actions, but recognize that we want to be in a community, in a safe environment, and that we're going to provide those resources and tools so that businesses can thrive in a safe environment, but we need those businesses to support us.
It's been a while. The next time you come back, we'll have to talk a little bit more about the Center of Hope, because I remember we've talked about that before.
Absolutely.
It's been a while.
Absolutely.
But that is that's a dream, and that would be just something that would be great for this community and
absolutely, and
for people. Well, thank you all for what you do, because boys, Doug, for as far as the job training goes, and Chanel, what you're doing with kids, this is all good stuff, and it's this is a to be continued conversation.
Sure. And Ted, if I could, I'd like to mention, wanted to use the word opportunity a moment ago. There's another opportunity coming up for we're having another class. It's going to be held the second week of August, and the dates are going to be 5 through 9 August. And I need to get applications if we can by Friday.
Failsafe-era.org for all the information.
Yes, sir.
Yep. For the Right Road Job Training and Placement Program, if I can put in one plug for our ministry team.
There's no time. Thank you all for coming.
Firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.